Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Revision Made Easy. And in today's episode, we'll be discussing two topics. The first one is the last rite, and the second one is the funeral rite. The last rites, key information. The anointing of the sick is one of the seven sacraments. It is given to a person who is seriously ill and may be facing death. The commendation of the dying is a short service that is held for a person who is dying. These last rites help to give a person who is sick or dying hope, strength, courage, and forgiveness. The anointing of the sick. This can happen whenever a person is seriously ill, facing an operation, or showing the signs of the weakness of old age. The sacrament fills the person with the Holy Spirit to give them strength in facing sickness and death. It also clears them of sin so that they can face the future with a clear mind. The anointing of the sick is a sacrament centered around the action of anointing a sick person with holy oil. During the sacrament, there is a reading from the Bible, and prayers for the sick and the Our Father are said. The following actions also take place. The sacrament begins with the priest sprinkling the room and patient with holy water. This is a reminder of baptism. After, the priest lays their hands on the head of the sick person, calling down the strength and power of the Holy Spirit. This means that the Holy Spirit fills the person to give them a sense of peace and the strength to resist the temptation of sin. It also gives them the courage to overcome the doubt and despair their illness may have caused. Next, the priest blesses a small amount of oil, the oil of the sick. Then he anoints the forehead and hands of the sick person with this oil. Through this anointing, the priest asks God to help the person, saying, "Through this holy anointing, may the Lord in his love and mercy help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit." The anointing gives hope of a new life, whether this is restoration to full health in this life or the promise of eternal happiness with God. After, the sick person confesses their sins to the priest, who forgives them. This means that the person can face the future with a clear conscience, which helps them to feel more positive. And finally, Holy Communion is given to the sick person. This shows that Christ is present with the person, supporting them through their illness. Commendation of the dying. This is the last communion that the person will receive. They renew their baptismal vows to remind them of their faith in God. They will pray to the saints to help the person in their judgment. The commendation of the dying is a short service centered around the dying person receiving their last Holy Communion, which is called the Viaticum. During the service, the following things may happen. The dying person may hold a crucifix. This is a reminder that they are sharing in Christ's death. The dying person may repeat the promises made at their baptism. The person is reminded of their faith in God. This gives them confidence in the hope they will experience God's love in heaven after they die. Next, a Bible reading and prayers are given. The reading assures that the person that God is with them. The Litany of Saints asks the saints for their prayers as the dying person faces God's judgment. After, the person receives their last Holy Communion. This shows that Christ is with the person on their journey from death to new life. Finally, at the moment of death, a prayer might be said, which includes the words, "Go forth, Christian soul, from this world. May you live in peace this day. May your home be with God in Zion." This expresses the hope that the person will be able to experience eternal peace and happiness with God in heaven after they die. Links to other scripture and teaching include James chapter 5, verses 14 to 15, which states, "Call the sick for the elders of the church to pray over them and save them." Now we'll be moving on to the second part of this episode, which is the funeral rite. Key information. A funeral is a ceremony to mourn a person who has died. Catholic funerals reflect the hope that the deceased person has been judged favourably by God and is now experiencing the eternal happiness of heaven. Reception of the body. The body is taken to church in its coffin. This represents the deceased person being taken back to God. At the church doors, the coffin is sprinkled with holy water. This is a reminder of baptism. The person who was baptized in Christ into Christ's death and now joins in Christ's resurrection. The coffin is placed beside the lit Paschal candle. This shows the light of the risen Christ is shining on the person. The funeral mass. The priest holds a mass, often called the Requiem, which is Latin for rest. The whole mass is centered around praying that the deceased person is now resting in the presence of God in heaven, with all their sins forgiven. The readings of the mass focus on the effects of Christ's resurrection. John chapter 11, verses 25 to 26 is often used and says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Everyone who believes in me will never die." This reflects the belief that Christ's death and resurrection made life after death possible by opening up heaven to those who accept God. The committal and burial or cremation. Holy water is sprinkled over the coffin, a reminder of baptism. The priest waves smoke from burning incense over the coffin. God gave the person to the community for a time, and now the family is returning the person to God. The rising smoke of the incense represents prayers being offered up to God. As the coffin is blessed, the congregation says or sings, "May the angels lead you to paradise, and with poor man Lazarus of old, may you enjoy eternal life." This expresses the hope that the deceased will spend eternity in heaven. The reference to Lazarus is to the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. A prayer is said to the mourners. This reflects the hope they will meet the deceased person again in heaven. At the burial or cremation, the Lord's Prayer is said. The coffin is sprinkled with holy water, and there are prayers for the person's eternal happiness with God. This reflects the belief that the deceased person was a child of God who has now been returned to his loving care. This is the end of the episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and found it useful. Please share with your friends. Have fun revising and good luck with your exams.